Happy Halloween, everyone. Welcome to a special episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film podcast. Everybody's out getting their candy. Everybody's watching scary movies. Some people are conducting seances and going to ghost hunts or walking through a spooky cemetery. But tonight, we're going to be looking farther into the mythos of Michael Myers. This is a special episode called Hunting Michael Myers. This is part two called The Man Behind the Mask. Let's get into it. So, as you look through the past couple decades, we see that there has been some murders on Halloween. There's been some murders in the Midwest in the 70s around Halloween. Might this have inspired John Carpenter when he was writing the movie Halloween? It's a possibility. Also, we do have serial killers in real life that, you know, they're social isolate themselves from people, such as, you know, the Unabomber is a serial bomber. He lived out in the woods. He didn't socialize with people too often. We have Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy dressed up like a clown like Michael Myers did in the first movie. We have these killers that like to strangle, they like to stab, crimes of passion. These all relate to Michael Myers' mythos, you know. Either they were inspired by Michael Myers by watching Halloween, or they indirectly inspired the making of the Halloween movies. Needless to say, we aren't safe, just like in the movie. At any time, there could be a real killer out there, and you might unfortunately become their victim. And that's just the reality of it. You know, it's from the times of Jack the Ripper to the Zodiac Killer. There are killers out there that have never been caught or identified. You know, Michael Myers has been caught and identified, but sometimes he does elude the police. And sometimes people don't even believe he's real. Like in Halloween 6, they think he's just a myth, you know. The guy that, you know, the Strodes, John Strode, he calls it Michael Myers BS. He doesn't think Michael Myers is real. You know, his brother told him about it, but Michael Myers hasn't been seen for 7 or 8 years. Didn't believe in it. Called it BS till he got killed by the Shape himself. There's a lot of different theories why people kill. The man behind the mask, who is Michael Myers? Why does he kill? Does he get a thrill out of it? Why did he kill his older sister, you know? Did he have some kind of strange attraction to her? Or was he jealous that she got attention? Or was he upset that she didn't take him trick-or-treating? You know, they really don't explore, you know, the man behind the mask too much in the movies because they want him to remain the boogeyman. But we look at other serial killers like Ted Bundy. He just couldn't stop himself. He had to go from state to state. But Michael Myers, he usually stays in his city, except for H2O. He traveled outside his city to find his sister. We have John Wayne Gacy. He liked younger men. He would lure them over, you know, promise of work, give them drugs and alcohol. And then he would overcome them because he's a bigger fella. And then he would, you know, do bad stuff to them. And they found all these bodies in a crawl space under his house. You know, but Michael Myers, he can't really talk to people. He's quiet. But there are, you know, historical assassins that took a vow of silence and they would kill people. So that could relate to Michael Myers as a man behind the mask. Also, you know, we got Jeffrey Dahmer. He was a cannibal and a serial killer. He was looking to keep someone as a slave that would please him all the time. And he did all these crazy experiments after he would strangle them unconscious and do all these drilling into their head and stuff. He was, you know, there was something wrong in the way his mind operated. Maybe in Michael Myers there's something wrong the way his mind operates. You know, there's a possibility. And there has been people that survived being shot several times. I mean, the rapper 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson, he was shot several times and survived. Michael Myers in the movie series has been shot several times and survived. So there could be a possibility that, you know, there could be a killer you could shoot several times. He could survive and come back after you. You know, and there's some people, they say, that have a neurological issue where they don't feel pain. Maybe Michael Myers has that. Maybe that's why he gets stabbed, shot, set on fire. He doesn't make any noise. Maybe he has a neurological condition that he doesn't feel pain. So if you start putting these ingredients together, you know, you're creating the hunt. You're creating the real Michael Myers in reality. Michael Myers of the real world. And that's scary to think about in itself on Halloween night here. The real Michael Myers. Wow. So we got all these serial killers. The crime of passion, the knife, the strangling. That's Michael Myers. He likes to do that. He strangles the people. He stabs them. You know, and he likes to put fear in them. There was the Night Stalker. His name alone in San Francisco put fear in people. He would, you know, stalk them. He would come in the middle of the night and murder them while they were in their beds. You know, that's terrorism right there. Michael Myers, he stalks the people outside, and sometimes they see him, sometimes they don't. That's another form of, you know, terror, sheer terror in itself. So the man behind the mask, he's a serial killer too. Not only is he the boogeyman, but he's a serial killer, and he has needs. He needs to spread terror, fear, and murder and mayhem. He needs that. The man behind the mask, Michael Myers. So now we talked about the boogeyman lore. Well, there was a killer named Albert Fish, and I was watching an episode of Lore Brothers on YouTube. And they said that they believe that the ghost of Albert Fish is what people are seeing as the boogeyman. And in fact, Albert Fish had the nickname the boogeyman because he would often drag the children out of their beds and murder them. And I was just thinking about Michael Myers, the boogeyman, that there's a real serial killer that might have inspired a ghost or something called the boogeyman. And that's pretty spooky to think about. Albert Fish would drag his victims, young children, out of bed and murder them and eat them. He's a cannibal as well. And often he would just seem like a harmless old man. He would talk to their mothers, take them out on a date, but he had zero interest beyond that. What he wanted was their small children. And when the mother would go to sleep at night, he would creep out of the bedroom and he would go into the child's bed and drag them out and murder them. And that's really scary to think about if he did exist as a ghost right now, because he could be, you know, trying to mimic those things on small children if what the Lord Brothers are saying is true. Another strange fact is that he would put metal pins in his lower body. And he had so many metal pins in his lower body that when he was captured and they finally went to execute him with the electric chair, they had to do it twice because one time didn't kill him. Who does that sound like? That sounds like Michael Myers to me. Michael Myers, they tried to electrocute him, start him on fire, and it did not work. He came back. So that's an interesting factor in there. The man behind the mask, the serial killer portion of Michael Myers, the hunt for Michael Myers. Is he out there? Is there a person that has all these attributes as one? Could Albert Fish be the real manifestation of Michael Myers? Number one, he was a killer. Number two, his nickname is the Boogeyman. And number three, he could possibly be some kind of evil spirit entity still trying to murder children and teenagers this day. In modern age, that could be the real Michael Myers, the hunt for real Michael Myers. And thank you for listening to this Halloween Evil Lives fan film podcast special episode. Until next year, when we do another special episode, everybody have a wonderful Halloween night. Thank you for listening to a special presentation.